With that rain chance, tomorrow night lows 50s and 60s. A sunny Saturday, breezy, cooler, upper 70s. Chillier in the morning Sunday, 40s, 50s north, 50s, 60s south. Afternoon sunshine at a high of lower to mid 70s. Third annual Greater New Orleans Militaria Show at the Castine Center, Mandeville. Dealers from across the nation exhibiting and selling world-class, museum-quality, military antiques and collectibles. From all eras and nations, you'll find uniforms, hats, medals, vintage weapons, flight gear, and more. Saturday, Sunday, October 7th and 8th at the Castine Center, Mandeville. More info at GreaterNewOrleansMilitariaShow.com and Facebook.com/GreaterNewOrleansMilitariaShow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck, but Dave is not with me today. He is under the weather, so we will keep him in our prayers. He'll be back next week. We have a couple of guests, one in the studio with us, a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, who I have a lot of respect for, and he is going to win that Senate seat. So we have Representative Ray Garofalo with us here today. He's a candidate for the Senate seat, District 1. How are you doing, Ray?
Great, Martha. Thanks for having me. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's exciting to have you in the studio. And Ray's just going to stay in here with me the whole hour. This is really going to be fun.
We can do a little shout-out. Just I have my daughter, Remy, with me as well. She's spending a little time with us this afternoon. It should be nice.
That's right. We might bring Remy on the camera. She's adorable. All right, so we do have a caller that we're going to take real quick so we don't keep him on the phone too long. He's he's actually Mayor of Lafitte. Tim Kerner, are you with us?
I am. How you doing, Martha?
Thank you so much for calling in. I'm doing great. And I just wanted to, give you a moment to speak to our listeners and tell them about your Senate race. You're in District 8. Is that correct?
That is correct. And then, thank you for having me on. My district consumes really almost all of the West Lake of Jefferson Parish and the West Lake of Plaquemines. And really, it's on a perilous course. I feel obliged as a young man, and I see the current trajectory we're on. We're losing families. We're losing our best and brightest. We're closing down schools. So I feel obliged to do all I can to try to change the trajectory and give us a brighter future.
Yes, and I got to tell you, the first event that I went to, I was really blown away. You had, I don't know, it was like 1,000 people there. I say 500, but it's probably more of 1,000. That's just voters. And it seems to me that they're speaking by coming to these events. It was really impressive.
Well, I think, the West Bank hasn't really led anything. We fall behind the East Bank. We fall behind the North Shore. Even Mississippi, who we used to be ahead of, we're falling behind. So I think having a candidate that's coming up with ideas and has a vision to move the place forward, I think it's giving people hope that they haven't had in a long time. At least that's what I hope. I truly believe in what I'm doing. I believe I can make a difference in people's lives. And I truly believe, especially after walking this district, that people need a difference made, because we this district has some of the biggest problems that are really putting people's homes at risk, their livelihoods at risk, its future at risk. So I'm trying to give them hope. But if I get this Senate seat, I'm also going to create change in their lives.
Well, you're actually speaking from the heart, and you're giving a lot of facts, and you're showing voting records on Connick's side, and it's really, people are paying attention now. I think that for a long time, we just let our representatives do the job for us, and we were just at home, working, taking care of the family, providing, doing what we needed to do, and trusting that our representatives and our vote they actually worked according to the will of the voter. But it turns out that many of them aren't and haven't and are really disappointments. And it feels like they've sold us out, you know, to foreign interests and or to line their own pocket. And it needs to end. And you are a breath of fresh air. You really are. And I personally, I can't vote for you, but I'm doing my best to get you out there so that people know that there is a choice. And I thank you so much.
Well, Lord, thank you. You know, and nobody knew his voting record, and they don't realize it really matters to their family, these votes. You know, my opponent, he says everywhere he goes, he's running on his record. But if I was him, I'd run from it. When you give early release to fentanyl dealers and rapists and murderers, and you're in favor of mandatory COVID vaccinations for kids in school, you make it where government can actually pull business licenses and for not making the COVID vaccination mandatory for the employees, you know, and look, communist China and our adversaries be able to buy land in our state and be able to buy it around our military bases. I mean, these votes that matter to the families of District 8. And, you know, look, I've tried to run this campaign on my ideas and my vision of revitalization and pro-industry and bringing industry back. But God, these votes, it's hard to not bring up these votes because they really do not align with the people of District 8.
No, it's important that you do bring it up. I think the old way of doing things is past us. And I think that we need to speak about the things. It's not being, we are not to be politically correct anymore. That's what got us in the problem, in the trouble we're in right now, being politically correct. That just, you know, oh, be polite, be silent, don't say anything bad, be positive, be happy. But the truth is, we're in trouble. And if we don't tell the truth and wake people up to what's going on around us, we're going to lose not, you know, our America. We're going to lose everything, and we will become a communist nation. So it is very important to for the listeners in your district to vote Tim Kerner and to get Connick out of there and for us to grab that Senate seat, because you will be a voice for your voters and for your district.
Well, one thing I promise to the people of District 8, that they will have a strong conservative, but they're also going to have a fighter. Somebody that's going to go to work every single day, giving them my everything to make a difference in their lives. You know, I really believe, and people who've paid close attention to this campaign realize, this election is about ideas versus the status quo, no ideas. It is about good versus not so good. I mean, as just people in general, it's look, I have a big heart, and I have prepared myself to fight for against the injustices that my people have faced. And I'm going to give my every single thing to them to improve their lives, because they need it. You know, they when you're knocking on doors, Martha, and there's places that hadn't had a grocery store, there were bigger populations in Lafitte that hadn't had a grocery store. There's a family that has to walk to McDonald's to feed their family every single day because they don't have transportation. I mean, we're in America. There's places in South Plaquemine who they don't have drinking water. Even before the salt water intrusion came in, they don't have water lines that could fight a fire if a fire breaks out. Those kids can't take a bath some nights. I mean, we're in this great country, and places like Florida, places like Texas, even Mississippi, that are getting rid of income tax and moving to policies that attract young families, are kicking our butts right now, and we're paying the price for it. You know, people don't believe it's too risky to invest here. People don't want to move here because at the end of the day, people make decisions on what's best for their family. And when you're getting taxed more and not receiving the same benefits, then people won't move here. You know, right now the state of Louisiana has such a short-term outlook on every decision that's made. Well, if we reduce the ITAPs, probably the ITAPs legislation that allows that takes away the exemption of industrial zones, then more money will go to our schools. Yeah, but then you're penalizing businesses that are loyal to us. You're giving them incentives to leave, and that's going to bring people. When they leave, people leave. You know, we need to encourage people that's good to us. We need to encourage businesses that want to be down here, because they will then invest more money to grow. More people will be attracted to build their business here, and you're going to have more people. You're going to have more of a tax base, and by that, and you'll start building schools instead of losing schools. So look, I'm going to be a senator that's going to plan for 10 years ahead, not a year from now.
That's exactly right. Well, Tim Kerner, I appreciate you very much. And you can go to www.timkernerjr.com. Get out there and vote for Tim Kerner for that district number 8. He is your candidate. We need to get Connick out. And let's make the West Bank great and bring families back home. We need Louisiana is a beautiful state, and we have a lot of potential. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you. The Lord bless you.
Thank you so much. Give the young guy a chance. Thank you.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their mind.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Chicken.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
All right. Ray, we're not going to take it anymore.
Absolutely.
I'm done. I don't know about you, but I am finished. We're not taking it anymore.
I agree with you 100%, Martha. Martha's looking at me in the studio, and it's like, okay, that's it. She's got it.
No, really. See, I mean, we were just talking to Mr. Kerner about this and how, you know, and during the break, you and I were talking about how families used to, you know, we sat back and we voted for the representatives and the congressman and senator in trusting that they would represent us and represent what we believe in.
Absolutely. And what we see is families and individuals are going about their lives. They're raising their families. They're building their businesses, and they're trying to provide a good quality of life for their children. And they tend to trust those people that are elected. Regardless of whether or not they voted for them, they tend to trust them. Well, I can tell you, I'm sitting here right now, that those days are gone. We have to do a lot more research before we vote. We need to know the candidates that we're voting for. I mean, I can get into my theory about the types of legislators there are. I believe that there are people like me who do a lot of research, who know what the bills are before they vote on them, who take the time to and do the work to make sure that they're doing the right thing. I like to phrase this as a statesman versus a politician. Politicians mm-hmm. are working for the next election. Statesmen are working for the next generation. I've always run my life and my office as though I'm a statesman. So that's the first type of legislator that you see, or in general, the first type of elected official you see. The second type is the type that wants the title. They get elected. They want to be on the A-list. They want the quote-unquote power that goes along with the position. I don't see any power. For me, it's just the ability to help people. But some people view a position like a state representative or a senator as being a powerful position. I don't see it. And, of course, the third type of the evil type. And there's always going to be evil. Unfortunately, we work hard against it. But I think that history has proven that there will always be evil, and we just have to deal with it. But the bottom line is the voters really need to do a lot of research on the candidates that they're choosing. Go to their websites. Just look at their websites. Of course, websites can be fabricated.
They can be.
But there are a lot of other ways you can research the candidates. Look at their voting record, of course. Look at what they've fought for and fought against when they're in the legislature. These are big things, and it's telling. It's very telling. Tim Kerner just mentioned it about his opponent. And if you research, I'm sure that you will see exactly what he's talking about.
All right. If you and we do talk about that a lot, where we look at the voting record of these senators or congressmen, and that's really the most important thing, policy. Look at the record. We don't need to discuss anything personal because we're not there for that. We want to see if they're representing us when we voted for them and put them in there, or are they, voting left, and against our morality and what we believe in.
Absolutely. But again, voting record is only part of it.
Right.
You have to look and see what they worked on. Have they been in the trenches working against the bad legislation and working for the good legislation? Have they been in committee? Have their votes in committee, what they do in committee, have they moved the right legislation? That's all critical. And I know I get it. It's really hard for the average voter to get into all of that research. But I'm telling you, after what happened to me, we just talked about it, when I was canceled a couple of years ago, I can tell you that the other side is not going to stop.
No.
They are going to mm-hmm. do whatever it takes to change fundamentally what this country is.
Right.
They do not like that we're a capitalistic society. They want equal outcomes. They don't like equal opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's totally antithetical to what this country was founded on. The reason why we're the greatest country in the history of the world is because of equal opportunity. You can succeed more than your wildest dreams if you work hard in this country. And there's every opportunity to do that.
That's true.
I know I've lived it. Mm-hmm. I'm proof positive. I mean, we came from, my wife and I trying to decide, we're going to pay insurance this month. We're going to pay rent this month. And, we're to the point where we're comfortable in life. But I will tell you that, they joke, I don't have a butt anymore, but they say, I have worked my butt off almost literally in my case. And, sometimes I feel that when I wake up in the mornings, but I am comfortable now in life, and I know that God has blessed me beyond belief. But I don't take that blessing for granted, and I'm doing everything that I can to give back to my community, to my fellow citizens, because I think it's so important now that we're in this quagmire with the progressives trying to take away what this country was founded on. And I believe
I think it's backfiring on them.
Well, I think that at some point the average citizen is going to rise up and say, hey, you're trying to take control of our kids. You're trying to take control of our schools. You're trying to take control of everything. You're trying to implement more crime. You want us to get hurt. We have to go back to the founding principles.
And then they want to take away the guns so we can't defend ourselves.
That's exactly right. And, people have to realize that that's their motivation. And, the open borders. They're trying to flood this country with illegals. Hoping to gain more votes, hoping that the criminals will come in. I believe that's. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist.
No, you're not. Bill Cassidy signed billions to go to Ukraine border, but we can't even protect our own border.
Well, and it really, when you look at it, I think the facts prove out what I'm saying. But I'll leave that up to you and your listeners to make that decision.
Yeah, no, we're it looks like we're defending a lot of other people, but not defending our own nation. And there's a big crime about wanting to put America first. I'm not quite sure about that, but I mean, I don't understand that.
It's all talking points. Yeah. And the other side has been very successful at vilifying those of us who are traditional-minded Americans. And we need to make sure that we're speaking up to the greatest extent possible, because if we don't, and I've told you before, you know, we need to encourage our friends, our neighbors, and our relatives. We need to educate them, number one. They have to understand what we could lose in this country. Then we have to encourage them to not only lobby existing and elected representatives and local officials, but also to run. If they understand what's going on and if they understand what we could possibly lose in this country, we need them to run and make a statement so that we can do everything we can do, possibly do, to stop the erosion of our rights in this country.
I think that's what Tim Kerner's doing over there in District 8. He's running. And that's really what we need to do. So tell us a little bit more about your campaign and why did you decide to run for that Senate seat?
Well, as you know, I'm termed out of the House. Mm-hmm. And if we had looked at running for lieutenant governor when Billy was talking about running for governor, because I thought I don't need a job. I think I've made that pretty clear. I really enjoy what I'm doing.
Right.
But I believe I was born to be a policymaker. So I do enjoy helping set policy for the state, trying to guide the state in the right direction so we can attract more business and industry and protect those businesses that are here. But when Billy decided that he was going to run back for his seat for lieutenant governor, I had to make a decision. Do I want to basically retire and just move back, go back into my business, enjoy life, enjoy my grandkids? Or am I going to, with the 12 years of experience that I have, am I going to continue to fight for those rights and those values that made this country great? And after praying on it and talking with my family, we made the decision, we're going to go ahead and run for the Senate seat. There were a lot of issues that went along with that, but bottom line is that was the decision. And since then, we've been working really hard to make that happen.
I was thrilled when I found out. I thought that was perfect.
I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. I said, okay, that's perfect, because we do need you to keep going, because if we lose you, I mean, like you said, we need more people to join the forces to try to defeat all of these. They're just changing laws. They're doing things that are crazy, and they're not even keeping the laws that are actually on the books and creating, policies that are just pages and pages and pages of policy that confused and all that.
With my experience, I've been an attorney for 30 years. Time for a break. I don't know the radio lingo. So, with my 30 years of experience as an attorney, I don't know. Let me get into this after the break.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Patriots, my name is Connie and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my my site at AmericanCentralStore.com, click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. The former Tangipahoa Parish teacher accused of third-degree rape of a student and giving birth to his child is out on bond.
33-year-old Morgan Fache was released on a $155,000 bond and ordered to wear an ankle monitor. George Tucker, an attorney for the now 17-year-old student, says the juvenile's mother was recently informed by two teachers about the improper relationship and the two-month-old infant as a result. In addition to Fache facing charges, Tucker says school employees violated state mandatory reporting laws because they had knowledge of the relationship that began in 2020. The sheriff's office began their investigation after taking a report on September 24th. I'm Brooke Thorington.
A Jennings tax preparer has been arrested after a State Department of Revenue investigation alleges Anthony Candler filed more than 200 fraudulent income tax returns. LDR spokesperson Byron Henderson says the state takes fraud schemes like this one seriously.
He's the 73rd person arrested under a joint anti-tax fraud initiative that the Department of Revenue has with the state attorney general's office.
LRN.
There's a reason why conservative John Stefanski has been endorsed for attorney general by sheriffs and district attorneys all across Louisiana. It's the same reason John Stefanski was endorsed by Congressman Ralph Abraham and why he received an A-plus rating from the Louisiana Sheriffs Association. It's because John Stefanski has a proven record of fighting violent crime and winning. That's exactly what we need as Attorney General, someone who will fight back and win.
Paid for by the campaign to elect John Stefanski.
Have you lost Louisiana Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO and tell us all about it. Don
Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990.
Sweet Caroline.
All right. Well, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, why you decided to run for that Senate seat. And I was actually really excited that you did that. And I'd also like to know about your opponent, Owens. And I was thinking about, you know, I had heard that he's not showing up for some of the votes, like 24% of the votes. I think that's very important. You'd mentioned about your work ethic and how you need to show up and you need to join these committees. And I was informed that he's not even a part of the committee. So, you know, we have to look at these things and we have to decide, do we want someone who doesn't show up when we need him to show up? You know, his voting record isn't so bad, but at the same time, we want someone to be there working all the time, showing up for every vote and voting accordingly. So thank you for all the hard work that you've put in so far.
I think that I really appreciate that, Martha. You know, you've been a support to me for years now. And I think you see how hard I'm working and you see the issues that I'm working on and how important they are to the state and to the country. And that's one of my motivations for continuing to stay in office, because after 12 years of seeing everything from inside the rails, I think that experience is very valuable.
Right. And also, you know, the fact that they tried to cancel you, that's another thing we were discussing. That only benefited you. I believe that a lot of people are going to show up and vote for you just based off of that, because, you know, that whole conversation, it's okay to say the good, the bad, and the ugly. It kind of covers everything when you mention that. It doesn't make anyone a racist, and it certainly doesn't insinuate anything whatsoever. It just means the good, the bad, and the ugly. That statement's been around a very long time. And for Stephanie Hilferty to do that to you, it only showed her true colors. She is a rhino, and she needs to go. And on that, we're going to plug her opponent, which is, I think, Morales or something?
Charles Marsala.
Go get out there and vote for him. Get that rhino out of there. But anyway, tell us about how you think that may have helped you or hurt you.
I'm not here to decide either way.
Yeah.
What I can tell you is you're absolutely right. You know, when someone uses, and certainly when I use the term, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I meant exactly what I said. And the question that was posed to me was, what can you teach under the bill that I was trying to pass, which would have stopped the political indoctrination in the classroom, but under that bill, what can you teach about slavery? And I answered accurately and truthfully, you can teach everything about slavery, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, that phrase, you're correct, is typically used to describe the totality of the circumstances of whatever the issue is you're talking about. In this particular case, I was answering the question, what can you teach about slavery? But it was taken, it wasn't even out of context. I mean, it was just that they made a big deal out of me using the word good. Now, I didn't mean that there was any good in slavery. I didn't mean that there was any bad or anything ugly. Of course, we all know that there was. But that was a way for the opposition to seize on something that I said to take me out of the game. I believe they were trying to kill the messenger. And at the time, as the chairman of the Education Committee in the House, I had active investigations going on at LSU and at the Department of Education into some of the practices that they have. And I believe that this was a total... plot is the wrong word, but a scheme or an effort to have me pulled out as the chairman of the Education Committee, and it was successful.
Yeah.
And I stood on my principles. I would not back down. The Speaker of the House wanted me to go in the well and apologize.
Mm-mm.
And I said, Clay, what do you want
no
me to
way.
Apologize for? Well, Ray, you might have upset some people. Well, I said exactly what I meant to say, Clay. If that upset some people, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I did not say, I did not misspeak. There was no, some people say, oh, faux pas. It wasn't a faux pas. I said exactly what I meant to say, and I stand by it to this day.
Yeah, and you should.
Well, I believe when you're standing on your principles like that, you're doing what the people elected you to do.
That's right.
And I'm not people accuse me of being intransigent. I'm not intransigent at all. If you bring me some new facts, I'm always going to listen to you. And I am one who will change a decision if I'm wrong.
But of course.
Don't say, oh, Ray, you're too principled and you don't listen to us, because that's absolutely not true. You know, but I do look at the facts. I look at facts and I look at statistics before I make my decision. I think every elected official should do that. I think you're doing a disservice to your constituency if you don't. So that's what I do. And when you come to me and you're trying to persuade me to do something other than what I've decided, you better bring some facts and figures to show me why I'm making the wrong decision. And I will tell you, if you do, I will listen to you. But if you don't, then it becomes politics as usual. And I'm not about politics as usual. I think we need to make better decisions, more informed, smart decisions, because the state has so much potential. But we can't bring forth that potential unless we're making smart decisions, particularly with budgeting. In this case, it was with education, protecting the children in the classroom. Crime, crime's running out of control. And we really have to do everything we can to make sure that we're protecting the victims and not the criminals. And I think we see way too much of that in society today. But that's a whole other subject.
Yeah, no, actually, I believe that that's exactly what's happening right now, is that the victims are being protected. Well, I mean, the criminals are being protected, and the victims are just being dismissed.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
I was very honored the other night. I don't know if you know Irv Magri or not, but Irv and I have gotten to be pretty good friends. And when I was canceled, Irv gave me a certificate of accomplishment, basically what he called it. But Crime Fighters Louisiana has endorsed me. And, you know, that's their entire motivation, is to protect victims. And I was so humbled and honored when Irv called me with that. And they do a lot of work in this city and in this state to try to promote that. And I'm just humbled to be a small portion of that.
That's exactly right. I remember the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans honored you as well. And Albert Guillory came over there with the coconuts, you know.
Well,
and it's going to take some big cojones to stand up against all of this stuff, because really you can't be a coward. You have to be courageous, and you have to know that, you know what, you're standing on your principle, and you have to stand strong. And it's not about not wanting to listen to the other side. It's about principle of the situation.
Well, and facts and figures, as
facts
I've already stated.
Figures, yeah.
I can tell you, you know, having been canceled, a lot of my colleagues are concerned about that. They don't want to be canceled. They don't want to have the same thing that happened to me happen to them. I could see it very clearly.
Yeah.
And I understand. I'm not calling anybody out, and I'm not criticizing anybody. But after what happened to me, I can tell you that the other side is not going to stop, and we have to stand up to them. But now for me, I feel like, I know it's a cliche, but I feel like I have a suit of armor on.
Yeah.
Because the trolls and the people who called me out and who canceled me, they won't come to my face and say anything.
No.
In fact, for the most part, the people that I speak to say, oh, Ray, we knew what you meant. We knew you didn't mean anything by it. In fact, if you watch the video, you can see the entire room erupted in laughter when that statement was made. Oh, you think that there was good in slavery.
That whole thing is just race hustling. They're race hustling it to try to cancel anyone who opposes the, you know, complete leftist agenda. It's just...
Well, in this case, critical race theory, transgender indoctrination is very important to their activism, to their plot to try to implement Marxism.
Well, right now, there's a little, a transgender boy, girl, whatever you want to call it, dragged a little girl by her hair, beat her to the ground. We're talking, she probably wasn't no more than 11, 12. This is grammar school. But the hallway camera caught it. And so, you know, but the school is backing the transgender and not the child who he beat, not the young girl.
I didn't
She's
see
the
that
victim.
You know, it sounds like all part of the playbook.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you were talking about back then, to stop that from happening today. And nothing was done about it. So now we're seeing it play itself out.
Well, and a lot of the naysayers, they try to make the argument that this is not happening in our classrooms in Louisiana.
Oh, it is.
And, you know, look, I can't out anybody. The people that I was receiving the information from, they're deathly afraid that they will be retaliated against, fired, whatever the case may be. So I appreciate their input, but I will never release their identities because I'm concerned about what might happen to them, as they are, and they should be. But I can tell you that I received many, many, many emails, phone calls, and texts from students, faculty, administrators, you name it, at universities, K through 12, all throughout our entire education spectrum in Louisiana, telling me, Ray, thank you, from teachers, from administrators in the schools who don't want to be forced to take diversity, equity, and inclusion training.
Right.
They don't believe it's right. Now, you know, do we want to treat people equally? Absolutely.
100%. Keep going.
Well,
yeah.
I think you know the year after that cancellation occurred, I brought the bill to require the teaching of the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech.
I remember that.
And, of course, they killed that,
too. It again, yeah. But you know what? We're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back. I think that you're going to have a lot of momentum in this Senate race, and you do have a lot of momentum. And I'm really believing that God's got big plans for you in that seat. We'll be right back.
She's that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's Golden Rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the Pledge of Allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag in the back. It says,
chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration. Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
Born in the USA now, got in a little hometown jam. So they put her out the window.
All right, where did we leave off that?
We were just having a great discussion during the break, so I don't remember where we left off.
Well, let's just talk about your race some more, and let's get you some votes. I know that we have. I know my dad's going to vote for you.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Dad, for me. I don't think I've met him, but
Dad,
that would be very
pleasurable.
You're going
to vote for Ray Garofalo because I'm telling you to. No, I'm just kidding. He really wants to. He followed you. He was really angry. My dad is, I think I inherited this love for the truth in, you know, trying to seek the truth within the political realm.
Good. We need more people like that. I think I've already made that case today, Martha.
It's tough, though, because, you know, it's politics are dirty. And there's, like you said, the PACs that are spending a lot of money against you. How was it in your prior races versus this race?
Well, in 2011 and 2015, they spent quite a bit of money. The PACs weren't as involved in 2011 because it was the first time that I ran. In 2015, they knew who I was, and they knew how hard I was working for the consumers, so they came after me pretty hard. Mm-hmm. In this race, I can tell you the Democrats have already, well, I'm being told, I didn't verify it myself, but I'm being told that they've already spent $80,000 on mailers against me. And I just have one simple question for your audience. Why? Why would they spend that kind of money against me if they weren't working for my opponent, or, you know, they wanted to silence me for some reason? So I'll let your audience ponder that question.
Yeah. Well, I think they're scared of what you're capable of doing in that Senate seat and what, you know, they're not going to be able to continue to do.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that because they should be. Because I'm going to continue
That's right.
fighting. I'm going to continue fighting for what's right and to protect consumers, to make sure that we're doing everything we can to lower insurance rates and stabilize the insurance market, to protect victims of crime, make people feel safe when they put their heads on their pillows at night. Those are the types of issues that the voters really care about, and that's what I've been fighting for 12 years, and I intend to continue fighting for.
So when you get in that Senate seat, tell us what you're going to do.
Well, the first bill I'm going to file is to make sure that local governing authorities know that they can remove library board members.
Excellent.
Should the library board members be making bad decisions. Now, I believe the law already says that, but because of some conflicting opinions, attorney general's opinions, we want to make sure that that provision is in the section of the law that governs the library boards. There are other ways, legal ways, that local governing authorities can go about handling this, but that would be the cleanest way so that the local governing authority, who is elected by the voters, can make sure that the library board is doing what the voters want the library board to do. Library board's appointed, not elected.
Yeah.
So I think that that's very important in St. Tammany Parish in particular right now. I believe Lafayette Parish is having that problem as well. But I can tell you it's a very important issue to the voters in St. Tammany Parish. And I worked very hard on that issue last year along with Representative Hollis. And that will be the very first bill that I file as a senator.
All right. Well, you know, this is dear to my heart, the education. I mean, I keep saying this, you know, we're 50th. You can't even get any worse than this. What are you going to do to help us to, you know, I know that you submitted that school choice bill and all of that stuff happened, but how can you help us in the Senate regarding school choice and education?
Well, I carried the very first universal education savings account bill.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have been working on that and along with Dr. Merrifield,
That's
John
correct.
Merrifield,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate your leadership on that. But I can tell you, based on what I'm seeing in other states, when they implement the ability for a child to go to a school that fits his or her needs better than the cookie-cutter schools that we have in our public school system, and I'm including public, because there are some public schools like NOCA, there are other public
yeah.
schools that have the ability to gear themselves toward different talents that these students have. But when they have that ability, they succeed tremendously because they know that they're in an environment where they're going to learn what they need to learn to enhance their God-given capabilities and talents. So this universal spending bill would have allowed the money, the state's portion of the MFP, to follow the student wherever that student chose to go. There were some components that would have allowed the student to homeschool or the parents to homeschool the student. The parents would then have to jump through a few hoops to make sure that they are meeting the standards that are set out by the Department of Education. But you said it. You know, every year we're 48th, 49th, or 50th in the country
yeah.
as a state. So I have different colleagues and different school boards and school systems telling me, oh, well, we're an A-rated system. We're doing great. Well, you know, relatively, maybe they are. But in the grand scheme of things, when you look at where the state is, are they really doing that well? That's my question. And when Cade Brumley became superintendent of education in Louisiana, I had a lot of questions for Cade. I was chairman of education at the time. I've shared this story with you before, but he came in my office and he answered every question to my satisfaction, better than to my satisfaction. Mm-hmm. I believe he's working really hard to improve the education system in Louisiana, and we need people like Cade in seats like that. And that's one of the...
His hands are tied on some of the things, you know, with school board and just... Because a lot of times I'll ask him a question or I'll ask his assistant Keith a question. He'll tell me there's nothing he can do about it.
Well, it just depends on how the system's set up. But legislatively, we can change a lot of the dynamics in that whole situation. I mean, right now, you know, Bessie, the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, they are the board that's elected by the public. They select the school superintendent, and they decide on the curriculum that's used in our schools, mm-hmm. as well as many other issues. That's all set up by legislative fiat. We could literally eliminate the whole Bessie system. It would take a lot of political lifting. It would be a very heavy lift to do that. And I'm not saying I'm not here advocating for that. My point is that...
But there are people that are.
Yes, they there are.
I'm hearing that a lot, actually.
But as long as we're watching, as long mm-hmm. as the legislators are watching, and they care, you know,
yeah.
and they're working toward a better system, or improving the system that we have. We just need to make sure that we have, and a lot of this goes to the voters too. I'm not going to, you know, say that the voters don't have some responsibility here, because we need, again, those are individuals who the voters need to research before they just go and vote. I know a lot of Bessie board seats are open right now. And while the governor appoints five, the vast majority of Bessie is elected. So we need the public to make sure that they're doing everything they can to elect the right Bessie members, because they have such a big influence as to what happens with our children in the classroom.
And again, that goes back to where we're seeing a lot of parents starting to be more involved. A lot of voters are starting to pay attention to how their congressmen and senators are actually voting. And people are even attending the House and Senate, you know, to see how they're doing it and asking questions. So I see a lot more activity now than I have in the last 10 years.
I think COVID brought that on a little bit. I think COVID, when students were studying at home and doing the online learning, and parents actually got to see what their students were learning in the classroom, I think they started to realize
hey,
something's I need to look into this. I need to question this. And that's when this whole, all the CRT issues started coming up, the transgender issues started coming up, because the parents actually got to see what the students were learning in the classroom.
Well, you know, I just sent my son back to a traditional school because I was homeschooling 5th, 6th, and 7th. He was at Stuart Hall School for Boys for 7 years. And so he said he's ready to go back to regular school. And they had books assigned to him for his reading for this year, right? He's at a boys' private school. And I opened up one of the books because I wasn't familiar with it, and it was the adaptation of the Diary of Anne Frank. And I said, the adaptation, what is that? So I opened the book and it's written like a comic book. I'm like, okay, this is okay, whatever. But I start to read it and I could not believe what I was reading for a 13-year-old boy. It was heinous. Anyway, long story short, we were able to get him out of there, get the book out. So parents need to be more active. Real quick, plug yourself in. District...
Senate District 1, and just www.voteray.com. A lot of biographical information up there. Please do your research on both candidates before you make your decision.
That's right. That's voteray.com. All right, get out there and vote for Ray Garofalo for that Senate seat. The Lord bless y'all. We'll see you next Thursday.
God bless.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas.